Before we go inside the body, what about devices that assist from the outside? Russ Angold is co-founder of ExoBionics, a company that makes robotic exoskeletons you can wear to help you lift heavy things. So hi, Russ. What do these exoskeletons look like?
That's a great question, Katie. So it's just like it sounds. It's an exoskeleton. It goes around the person. It looks like a robot, and it has actuators very similar to robots to actually help that user move or provide assistance.
I'm imagining a kind of Transformers Independence Day type thing here. Maybe, is that right? Is that sci-fi?
It's probably not like a Transformer. It's slimmer, smaller. We try to make them as light and as felt as possible so that users can move around in the environment without bumping into things.
Okay, so how do they actually work then?
So you just put it on. It depends on what type of exoskeleton it is. We have medical exos that are designed for people with stroke or spinal cord injury. They get those sized and put on and do a 1 hour rehab session. We have other exoskeletons like our exo vest that you put on like a backpack and strap to your arms and your torso, and it provides assistance to your arms. So it depends on the type of exoskeleton you're wearing.
So I guess maybe the medical side is a little bit more obvious in terms of who might benefit from this. But what about the other side, just lifting heavy things? What's the demand for this sort of technology?
So we actually, about 2 years ago, started getting a lot of interest from construction companies and industrial companies, manufacturing companies, saying that, you know, they have an aging workforce. They know how to do the jobs, but their bodies are just breaking down over time. And is there something we can do with exoskeletons to provide them that extra endurance they need to get through the day safely and productively?
So how are these sorts of things powered then?
That's actually a really interesting question. So some of our early devices had no power at all. Basically what we do is cancel out the effects of gravity. So you can imagine, you know, I have this vision, everyone that's hung a ceiling fan and tried to hold that ceiling fan up in their hands, really what you're fighting there is gravity. And we have our exo vest that just uses springs to cancel the effects of gravity and basically make your arms weightless so you can really hold your arms out forever without getting tired. That's step one. Eventually they'll be powered to provide more capability. One of the big applications we see is material handling. So think of guys moving objects around, your luggage handling, your construction worker, your maintenance worker, manufacturing. People are always moving stuff. And so we think that's a great application for exoskeletons.
So this seems to mean then a lot less strain, a lot less potential backache, aches and pains. Does this have any consequence for productivity? Are people able to do manual jobs quicker?
Oh, absolutely. They're able to do the jobs quicker and safer. So we had an example where a guy was drilling anchors overhead with a concrete rotary hammer. And without our zero G arm, he was drilling about 80 holes a day. And we gave him the arm, which then makes that tool effectively weightless and helps push into the ceiling. And he went from 80 holes a day to over 400 holes a day. And he was able to go home at the end of the day and help his family with the farm and not be completely exhausted from the long day's work.
Wow, that is an impressive difference. Now, you mentioned there the zero-G arm, and I know you have a couple of other products, one being the Exo Vest. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the difference between those.
Sure. So the zero-G arm basically mounts to a worker's aerial lift platform or scaffolding and connects to their tool and makes that tool weightless. Again, it's not powered. We're just canceling gravity. But if anyone tried to hold a 20-pound or 10-kilo tool out in front of them for any period of time, it's exhausting. So we basically make that weightless so then the user can focus on the quality of work and getting the job done without straining their arms. The vest is a wearable device, so it actually straps to the wearer and makes their arms weightless. So you can think of automotive assembly, aero assembly in factories, anytime where you're spending a lot of time with your hands overhead, which happens a lot in construction world now because a lot of the systems are put in the ceiling. So it basically makes your arms buoyant, like you're floating underwater, relieving all that stress and strain from your shoulders and back.
And is precision also a factor here? Something is obviously particularly important in construction, as well as just productivity.
Right. Well, you can imagine once the strain of either holding the heavy tool up or the fatigue of holding your arms up is gone, then all of a sudden we see an increase in quality, which means less rework, You know, the job gets done better. You don't have to come back and finish things up. So quality is a big aspect. I mean, we see safety, productivity, and quality as the three real benefits of using this type of technology.
And very briefly, are we in danger of all turning into couch potatoes as a result of this kind of technology?
Not at all. This technology gives you more endurance, but the workers are still working. They're using other muscles that we can't augment. So there is no risk of that.
Thank you very much, Russ Angold from ExoBionics.